Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Crank up the beat. Put AC/DC on repeat. We shake it all night long, you know me. I roll deep.
All right, folks, we are into it here. Another show of Real Estate Realities. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with me. And boy, we're finally into some nice weather here. It's fantastic. Hopefully you enjoyed your Easter last Sunday with family and got a chance to participate in one of the many Easter services here in Colorado Springs. I went to Heart of the Springs. That's a church I just started going to with my fiance and myself. We really like it. We enjoy it, and it's awesome. We're so blessed here in the Springs to have such great community. And I just tell people, you know, it's times get tougher and you're dealing with issues in life. It's so important to count your blessings, right? And go through your gratitudes and the things you have. Boy, that sure makes a difference in my life when I'm looking at, you know, difficulties and things you're dealing with, whether it be, you know, with tenants and evictions and whatnot, is keeping that centered mindset, right? So wanted to give you a little bit of tidbit at the beginning of the show. And today's topic, we're going to be going over market update, some multiple offers we're seeing, buyer agents who are motivated, and we're going to have guest on Dano Unified third segment. You're not going to want to miss that. He is a contributor from Core Title. We always talk the good, the bad. The good, I don't know if you saw this, but a Minneapolis developer who's been in business for decades is coming in to build two buildings, and they're not small. About 13,800 square feet, and another one about 170,000 square feet. So roughly 300,000 square feet on 21 acres, just the northwest area of Mark Shuffle and Space Village Ave. You're going to see him come in and do some big time industrial buildings. And that right there, folks, is more proof on why we have put so many investors in Cimarron Hills and why that area is growing. It is a hot pocket and it is an up and coming neighborhood. I would almost argue the number one up and coming neighborhood for rental price increases on the horizon and sales appreciation. The bad, obviously, is the inflation data we saw last week coming off of Wall Street had a great effect on rates. We saw that 10-year Treasury yield jump big time, and it is more of the story of higher for longer. And I do think we'll get some rate cuts just because it's an election year. If we weren't in election year, I don't think we would see that. But I do believe we will get them now in probably, you know, Q3, Q4. I do not think we'll see them as early as June as some are predicting. But that's just part of the game. And I think once we get any downtick in rates, we're going to see even more price appreciation. And we're already seeing multiple offers now. I had a house that went $25,000 over, appraisal gap, had to buy it as is. These are all things new to the market again, right? And it's fast changing week to week. But we're going to talk about, just give you a general overview of the market update, how many homes on the market, things we're seeing on the horizon. And like I said, Dano with Unified is going to bring us some knowledge on the third segment. You're listening to Justin Hermes, Real Estate Realities, 719-232-1063. We'll be back after these messages.
Crank it up.
That's right. Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Open up the champagne. Pop. It's my house. Come on. Turn it up.
Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in.
We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645.
Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go a while. Welcome to
all right, we are back here on the second segment, getting into the meat of the show. And that's the first thing I want to put on your horizon. I told you over the last 3 to 4 months, since January, that this was the bottom of the market. And we sure did experience it in January, February, and March. And now we are out of that. It is back on the upcline, and a big part of that is the fact that buyer's agents are going to be, the whole way they're getting paid is changing in July. And so what we've seen is a lot of buyer's agents pulling every buyer they can out of the woodworks and motivating their buyers to go under contract before these changes come into the industry. And so that's why we've seen over the last 2 weeks now multiple offers on several properties, a quick changing market. And I would attribute more of that to buyer's agents compensation changing than even low inventory, even though inventory is very low. So consumers also have let these higher rates settle in. This has sunk into them. People are seeing the change. They're going, as we see the Federal Reserve go higher for longer, what are we waiting for, right? And with millennials, it's just the fact that you can only delay so much to get into the home purchasing, and they've been struggling over the last years to get enough savings and even handle the payment. And so people talk about it and they go, hey, well, you know, what's the deal? Why is there such a shortage of inventory? And you have to remind them that we built from 2010 to 2020 in the United States half the amount of homes we built the five decades prior. Half the amount of homes than the five decades prior. That's right. They built more homes in the 1960s, more homes in the 1970s, 1980s, 1990s, 2000 to 2010. They built twice as many homes during that 10-year span as we built from 2010 to 2020. So we have a supply issue, right? And the demand is definitely there. That's why we still see just silly numbers. You know, the fact that 876 single-family homes are on the market in El Paso County. I mean, that's just a complete head scratcher. This time of year, we should see those numbers elevated into the thousands. We have 272 townhouses and condos. Don't be fooled, folks, by the people telling you, hey, oh, there's 1,800 homes on the market. No, there is not. Those 1,000 homes they're picking up are homes that are to be built. That's dirt. These aren't homes readily moved into. Yes, there's some spec homes, but we account for that in the 870-60 single-family homes on the market. So you'll see this a lot of the time. It'll be reported in the newspaper incorrectly. Oh, 1,800 homes on the market. Real inventory is a house somebody can move into it within 30 days, not within a year, okay? 272 townhouses and condos. And this is a great number to throw at people because they really go, well, 876, I mean, it's low, but it's like, I'm talking El Paso County. We bring that into Colorado Springs. There's only 634 homes on the market in Colorado Springs. And you can take 400 of those homes, and they are in metro districts, HOAs, elevated tax areas, right? And so it's pretty crazy when you look at the real inventory and what's on the market. But I told you, prices hit rock bottom in January, February, and March, and now they're climbing out of it. The rise is starting, and the consumer is not going to wait any longer. Even with rate cuts, possibly Q3, Q4 for the election, if we ever get back into the fives, good luck. It's going to go crazy. It's going to be bonkers. You heard what's her name? Is it Shark Tank? Yeah, I think one of those were a famous gal, blonde, short hair. And she was on Fox Business talking about this. If we get into the fives, good luck. You think housing's unaffordable right now. Wait till the rates take off. And all it'll have to be is what she is saying is anything with a five in there, 5.8, whatever. We get in the fives, things are going to go bonkers. So we got homes now that are going 350, 375, and we have those homes were going 450 2 years ago. The correction has happened, folks, and now it is just we are climbing out of it, right? And what you have to remind yourself, the new communities, I just talked about it, metro districts, high taxes, lack of development in some of these brand new areas. These are things you have to hone in on and make sure you're making educated decision, because who are the biggest winners? The biggest winners, and we saw this when the market took the big time appreciation from 17 to 2020, established neighborhoods, homes that have been built in the 70s, 80s, 90s. They are the biggest winners when it came to appreciation. Dano's in the office here early. He brought it up. Barbara Kokorin. I really butchered the last name, Barbara. I'm sorry. Luckily, she's probably not listening. We don't have to worry about that. But Barbara's saying, hey, you know, I've been in this deal for, you know, 50 years. I can give you a little insight of what's going to happen. And there's no doubt about it. You get a little dip here. She's going, hey, it's going to be back to multiple offers. Things are going to be going crazy. And when we look at the investment properties, we only have 70 investment properties for sale in El Paso County. I mean, that is just ridiculous, right? And so that market has really thinned out as well. Just to give you an idea, we're in a normal market. 3,800 homes should be for sale. That'd be a normal seller's buyer's market. 3,800 homes for sale in El Paso County. Instead, we're looking at 800. But I do think the biggest appreciation factor for the next 3 months is going to be the fact that buyer's agents are going, okay, this could be the end of my time being able to make $15,000 on a $500,000 home. I'm going to dig hard to get my buyers out on the pavement and get them looking and get them under contract before July, before things start changing in the industry and my income might become uncertain, right? So that is such a big factor. If you take away anything from today's show, that is it. And if you're looking to purchase, you need to start having the conversation right now with your buyer's agent on, hey, how are you going to be getting compensated? And myself as the consumer, what are some of the things that are going to protect me and make sure that I know what the costs are when we talk real estate fees, right? Because right now they're on the seller, but that is quickly changing. And here's the other thing, folks. People freak out about all this stuff, and I just like to remind them, hey, if you've been listening to my advice and you don't sell and you keep your home and you rent it, you've never had any real estate fees in your career of investing. Because when you've purchased, you didn't pay for them. And if you didn't sell, you went to rent it, you didn't have real estate fees. Well, now that side of the coin is changing as well. But I still will tell you, buy and hold. 15, 20-year holds is the name of the game. Buy in established neighborhoods. Buy middle to low. Keep it simple, stupid. And you will do well. You will do well. Maddie, what do we got? We got 4 minutes till we bring Dano in. I told you, he's already here early. He's pulled out his fancy iPhone, showed me Barbara's face. I mean, the guy's on it. You know, they say he's an older gentleman, but I would say he's a young buck. Because, you know, he does bring the, and he's got a lot of muscles too. I tell you that. He does work out, folks. He is not lacking in the gym category. But I want to hear from you on these topics. I want to hear from you what you're seeing on the rental market, because we've seen the last 2 months rental prices decline. We're seeing a ton, and I've just been hammering in this, and you were seeing a ton of apartments coming online. So if you own a condo, what is a condo? Big difference between a townhouse. Townhouses are great. We manage a ton of townhouses, but a condo is somebody living above you, below. You're in a box, right? If you own a condo, sell now, okay? There's a reason why we haven't sold condos. It's because it is the least appreciating asset, and here you go. Apartments is what you're competing with. That's exactly what a condo is. It's an apartment, except guess what the apartments have downtown? Swimming pool, gym, brand new amenities. And you know what they're doing? 3 months free rent to get people to move in. So you wonder why rents are on the decline. You're seeing these incentives and people go, oh, well, that's weird. You know, well, so yeah, rents maybe should be even declining more. Oh, look at what I told you about the rate buy down with the builders. Oh, prices are still going up. We saw appreciation. Well, BS, because you had an $80,000 buy down on this home. And guess what it's recorded for? Oh, it's a 530 sale. No, it's really 450. So it's smoke and mirrors saying, hey, well, you know, it's not as bad as it looks. Well, it is. You got 8,000 units coming online for multifamily. If you own a condo, sell now. Sell. Get out of it. Do a 1031 exchange. Get into a townhouse or get into a single family home and get an asset that's going to appreciate for you, and you're not going to continue being hammered by the multifamily competition that is greatly upon us. That's right, folks. It's here, and it's here to stay for sure. So I'm really, really excited to see them open up the Widener one downtown and see what type of traction they get, because I know the last one, the largest one that opened since then off Pike's Peak, they've been struggling to get tenants in there. And that's obviously why they're offering these crazy incentives, right? So if you have questions, if you want to talk with me over the break, feel free to reach out, 719-232-1063. My father and I built our business on long-term holds, 15, 20 years, property management, helping people protect their greatest asset and looking at it from an investment perspective instead of, hey, you know, here's a house you're going to buy and we want you to have all the fancy bells and whistles, granite countertops, and all the things you want. We try to educate people on a whole nother level when it comes to real estate. That being said, there was a time period before last year where I shut down my property management for 2 years. That means I shut down taking on any more clients. We have 5 more spots open to take on with our property management, and then we're going to go back to a cap method here so we can offer great service for our clients. So if you do need property management, keep that in mind. We are going to take on 5 more individuals. We have an interview process to make sure it's in the area and the type of house we would like to include in our portfolio, but it is something that we keep a close eye on so we just don't keep continuing to expand and lose quality control. All right, Maddie, I'm heading into the third segment. We're going to go for a break. My number is 719-232-1063 if you have questions.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes.
Okay, we're back here. Third segment. We are cruising through it in the sunshine here, folks. And we're here with Dano, Core Title. And he's smart. He put on his sunscreen. He knows the worst thing that can bring about your Sunday is a sunburn.
That's right. I'm cool, calm, and collected and ready to rock and roll with my good buddy, Justin Hermes.
Yeah. So tell us what's going on, man.
Well, a lot, obviously. We're seeing a tick up in the market, of course, which is really encouraging. Love to see that kind of stuff, especially on the title side of thing. Being with Core Title, we've been out there hustling, and it's really good to see the orders start to pick up, and that's kept me busy. Been trying to keep on top of this whole NAR settlement and stuff like that, so I've been kind of researching that outside of doing my common work of working with realtors, lenders, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. So,
were you busier in March than you were in February?
Yes, a little bit. It was just a slight.
So we're heading in the right direction.
Correct. Good. Correct. So I'm seeing a lot more activity. Yeah, it's really encouraging. Good. So yeah, and I think you maybe addressed some of that in your previous segment in regards to what's happening out there. So
yeah.
Yeah,
we covered the NAR thing completely. What's your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, you covered it completely. I didn't catch all of it, so I caught a little bit of it.
Well, we covered 98% of it, so we're waiting for
you. Did you really? Okay,
to
fill in the
2%?
Okay, great. And I get to guess where that 2% falls.
Yeah.
Which is great. I don't know if you covered this part, but there was 2 goals that NAR had in regards to why they settled or whatever. The first one was to secure a release of liability for as many members, associates, and MLSs as possible.
Yep.
Second part, which I think is more key and I think the public needs to hear, is to preserve the choices consumers have regarding real estate services and compensation. There's so much misinformation out there, and I'm sure you probably addressed that. I think I even heard you even say that. There's so much out there that just really needs to be updated. And it comes from so-called reliable sources out there. They just don't get it. You know, NAR never set commissions. They've always been negotiable.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, all these, primary news sources keep saying that they controlled it or that they somehow influenced it. So that's one of the things that drives me crazy out there. I mean,
yeah, they're making it feel like the real estate mafia.
Yeah, the like stuff was
the bad
was,
boys.
Yeah,
can
stuff
you put
was
that in there, Matt? The bad boys, bad boys. You know?
But yeah, and one thing that people don't understand either, NAR is being painted as not a very good player in this whole deal, but they are actually an advocate for home ownership and private property rights
private
in
property
America.
Rights. And that's why they're the largest trade organization, Dano, and that's why they want to take half of their assets, is just because of the other things you see. The attack on capitalism, unfortunately, our nation is alive and well. And who's the biggest capitalist people? Realtors are a big part of that, being the largest trade organization. And you're totally right. NAR is the biggest advocate for your property rights and what is under attack right now. Our property rights as far as rent and the RBO and what you can do with your property and what you can't.
And I would venture to even say under attack is the small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
The small mom and pop real estate businesses out there.
Yeah, it started with COVID. I mean, the attack on small business was
totally.
That was the big killer. It took out a lot of small businesses.
And people don't realize that. And of course, stuff gets boarded in incorrectly. I talked with an agent today, and one of the things that really kind of pisses him off, and it was reassuring to hear it from him, from a buyer's perspective, that a lot of times what will happen, and one thing that he thinks that this will help solve to a small degree, maybe a serendipity, we should probably call it, but you need to be an advocate for the buyer in every way that you possibly can. And there are some agents out there that have not been, because it's been disguised as far as what their commission is, more or less. Not necessarily disguised, but it just wasn't necessarily something that they looked at very closely or understand how much work the buying agent does versus the selling agent. And there's some agents out there that focus only on the commissions and will only show homes where they're going to get a higher commission.
Absolutely.
That's the one area that he said that is probably going to be affected in a good way, in a positive way.
Yeah, 100%. And I think for the next 2 to 3 years, there might be some confusion as the market readjusts, but I think long-term, it'll be really good for the consumer. I think it'll be really good for our industry long-term. And then in the short term, I think some of the biggest winners are going to be new build, because all of a sudden agents are going to go, oh, the new build, they're still willing to pay me 4%, so I'll just bring my clients to new builds.
Yeah.
Ooh, how's that going to look?
Exactly. Exactly. And on top of that, people, you know, if I could say anything to the general public, you are still going to need and want representation when you are looking to buy a home.
Yeah.
And remember, you always get what you pay for.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if you think you're going to get the same representation from somebody that's getting like a 0.5% or a percent versus somebody that's getting 3%, you are sadly mistaken. And hopefully that rings true. And hopefully, you know, we don't have some selling agents out there that, you know, do primarily that want to try to make themselves look good by kind of chintzing on what they would pay or how compensation would go for the buying agent. So
yeah, you get what you pay for, and there's cut rate people and there's cut rate in every industry. And it's just, I mean, I certainly don't look for my financial advisor or my accountant for the cheapest. My accountant probably is now, for me at least, you know, more than one of the expensive ones.
Yeah.
But he does a great job tax planning for me and helps me save money. And so you get what you pay for. I can go H&R Block and pay $400. Instead, you add another zero, and that's what I pay in taxes. But there's a benefit going with somebody who is a, you know, Series 7 and, you know, is in the trenches as far as that goes, rather than, I think one of the biggest benefits will be to get rid of a lot of the part-timers in real estate.
Exactly. And you're going to get rid of the people that are not being upfront right at the get-go. Mm-hmm. And that aren't getting that agreement consummated or signed the minute they start working with them and educating their clients on what they're going to do for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the part that's going to come out, and it's really going to, like you said, clear the playing field, I think, and make things, you're going to have less of some of this other stuff that you're talking about that the part-timers, you know, forget to do or don't do or neglect to do.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, that's where I think long-term the consumer will benefit. Short-term, it's going to hurt VA, FHA, and first-time home buyers until they get things worked out.
Yeah, that's the government's responsibility now, right?
Yeah.
And at the time, they had 100 days. We're now underneath that cap. Like, we're down to like 80 days now or something, 85 days or whatever.
Well, they can get extensions. I don't think they've ever done that in government, though, right?
Yeah, never.
They don't do extensions. Oh, it's funny. We got a minute left, Dano. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, I'm just optimistic. I think that, like you said, this will all work itself out. I think, you know, the stuff will get figured out in the end. I'm an eternal optimist. I personally see this actually benefiting the industry versus hurting it. I really do. I think it's really going to add a level to this industry or a level of respectability that maybe wasn't there before.
Yeah, so. And we'll see. It'll be interesting. It's all in the consumer's hands because the consumer set the market just like you and I do for going and buying TV and going and buying products.
Yep.
We set the market and that price, and NAR has 1.6 million realtors, and they think that number could go down to 600,000. So we'll see if it's that extreme or not.
Yeah.
You know, it is news stories, so they do have to make it sound extreme.
Did I fill the 2%?
1.8. So 1. We're going to bring you back for the 0.2.
Perfect, man. I really appreciate you. And if you need to get a hold of me, my name is Dan Osinski. I work for Core Title Group, LLC in Colorado Springs, and we reach a little further outside of Colorado Springs, including Canyon City, Pueblo, Woodland Park.
Yeah, they do a great job. Yeah. They've been doing our title work for a long, long time. So Core Title, located right downtown. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us. Use the gifts God has given you to bless somebody else, and we'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1.
I can see the clouds rolling. I can feel the winds. They try to shake me. I will not be moved. My feet are on the rock.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.